Hi everyone, welcome to the Read and Tell podcast. I'm your host, Isabella, and here I talk about all things books, sometimes life in general, and so much more. If you're ready to start this journey with me, keep on listening. Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Long time no see. I've been taking a little break, kind of holiday break. I was still in my school break, so my head was all over the place, but I've been really trying to get back on track with filming, recording, podcast episodes, YouTube videos, all of that stuff, because I did like have a little break of everything social media wise, and it was a very nice break, but it's been kind of difficult getting back to the routine. But here I am trying my best. But honestly, I'm recording this on Wednesday and you're listening to this Thursday, so I'm literally sitting here at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday recording this. I keep saying filming, it's not filming, recording, but whatever. Happy 2022. I hope you all had a safe, healthy holiday season. And today is an exciting podcast episode because I am going to be sharing my top 10 books of 2021. And honestly, it's so funny because I sat to like write all of the books and like all the names in order and everything. And honestly, I feel like every time I keep saying that, like when someone asks me what are my 10 books of 2021 or 5 books or whatever, I keep responding to different answers, and I'm probably like I am probably still answering with different answers. So yeah, if you've heard me say different titles before of like my favorite books of 2021, bear with me. I honestly just don't remember what I say, but I rounded them all up and I have the 10 books here. And I'm gonna start with number 10 and go to number 1. Let's do a mini game. When you finish listening to this podcast episode, which is gonna be the number 1 book, please guess what book it is, and we will see if you get it right, because honestly it's not that hard, but whatever. Let's start with number 10. And well, before we get started, I really want to say thank you all for rating the podcast. I love you guys so much for listening. It's been a dream. And if you haven't rated the podcast episode, that would mean the world to me. You can rate, you can give your rating on Spotify or Apple Podcast. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started with number 10. Okay, so at number 10, I have The Daughter of the Pirate King duology. I have raved about this duology for months now, and you guys, like, I have actually talked about these books in previous podcast episodes and in multiple YouTube videos and in multiple TikTok videos. So it's not a surprise that it's one of my favorites of 2021. I'm not someone who like reads a lot of fantasy, but I do like, don't get me wrong, I do like reading fantasy, but for some reason romance is just it for me. But when I do like get into a mood where I want to read fantasy, oh my gosh, like these are the books that make me want to read fantasy. So The Daughter of the Pirate King duology is a duology. The first book is The Daughter of the Pirate King, and the second book is The Daughter of the Siren Queen. So definitely, I've said this before, but my favorite book from the duology is the second book, The Daughter of the Siren Queen. And I do want to say why. Okay, so the first book is kind of like the introduction to the series. So you get to meet like all of the main characters, which in this book, like in this series, there are so many female main characters, and I love that so much. But it's all about this girl who is the daughter of the Pirate King, and literally her dad is the Pirate King, so everyone like fears him. So everyone kind of fears her, but she is literally so fierce. She has her own crew with her own ship. And basically the first book starts with her and her ship and her crew going to like a mission, and it all kind of progresses into something, but you're gonna see if you want to like read the books. But it talks about like the main topics, I would say, are pirates, sirens, adventure, missions, all of that stuff. It's a YA series, but it's amazing. It also has a little bit of like enemies to lovers, but it's really YA, nothing big, but enemies to lovers. It's just so entertaining. That's why I loved this series. I literally like read the first book in like 2 days, I think, and then the second book I had to wait for it to arrive to me, but when it did, I read that book so quickly and it was amazing. Definitely the second book is my favorite, I think, because a lot of things happen, but it's just so entertaining. And I do get questions on like if you need to read it in order, and I do want to say yes, you do need to read the books in order. So read the first book and then the second one, because if not, it's not gonna make any sense. So yeah, definitely it's number 10, but honestly one of my favorites. Like, I loved it either way. So yeah, that is number 10. I'm sorry if I'm rambling. I honestly don't remember what I said at the beginning of me explaining this book. Whatever, let's go to number 9. Okay, so at number 9, we have The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Oh my god, I just realized I did not give you the author for The Daughter of the Pirate King. Oh my god, it's Trisha Levenseler. Just to get that out of the way before I forget. Okay, number 9, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo by Taylor Jenkins Reid. I think we can all agree that this was one of the most popular books of 2021. Like, so freaking popular on BookTok, on Instagram, even YouTube. Like, people went crazy with this book. And I have to say, props to this author, because this book is just amazing. I would say it's more of like a mature book. It's a new adult book. But basically this book talks about, it's written as if a journalist is interviewing this famous person, which is Evelyn Hugo in this story, you know? So this journalist is gonna write a autobiography, basically, of Evelyn Hugo's life. And in this book, Evelyn Hugo is gonna like tell everyone everything about her life, every single detail, every single secret. So I love that the book is written like in a journalist perspective, but you do get to hear the story right from like the source, which is Evelyn Hugo. So the book is sectioned off by Evelyn Hugo's husbands. So she had 7 husbands. So I would say, it's sectioned off by each husband. So you kind of get the story, very detailed story of her life married to these people. So, and what I loved about this book is that it's not all about the husbands, you know? There are secrets that you're gonna like realize, that you're gonna see, that you're gonna read, and you're gonna be like, what? And there's one plot twist at the end which is so worth it. I know I get a lot of like comments on the book getting a little bit repetitive right at the middle, which I do agree, it does get a little repetitive, but the story all comes together at the end and it does really like make sense. And the plot twist makes it so much worth it. And it does like talk about so many important topics. That is also why I loved this book. It's just not so much about Evelyn Hugo and how she married 7 men, you know? it has so much more to it. So that is why I loved this book, and definitely one of my favorites. If you haven't read this book, you should give it a try. That was number 9. Let's go to number 8. So, at number 8, we have, well, the first book I ever read in my entire life, because yes, I did start reading in 2021. So, I did read 55 books in 2021, and for being like my first year of reading, honestly, that is kind of amazing. I'm mind blown that I read so many books, but whatever. The first book that I ever read in my entire life and that I read in 2021 was It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. And okay, this is number 8, but it was definitely an amazing book. Like, don't get me wrong, but not one of my ultimate favorites. But I do want to say trigger warnings for this particular book. And I always say this, if you are going to read a new adult book or in general, you should always look up trigger warnings. You can Google them, and I always say that it's really important. So for It Ends With Us, I would say look up trigger warnings because it's not a pretty book. It talks about a lot of like harsh topics. The story is just so heart-wrenching but beautiful at the same time, and I just want to say, when you finish this book, please go back and read the dedication at the beginning of the book, because it just makes sense, and oh my god. But whatever. It Ends With Us. It's a romance story. Tragic, honestly, romance story. I was crying so freaking bad at the middle of the book, a little bit over the middle, but it was amazing. Like, I read this book in one day. It was a Sunday. I remember this. It was a Sunday, and I started reading this book at like 9 a.m. and finished it at like 9 p.m. So I literally spent all day, like all day, reading the book. And I was so like sucked into this world and this story, and it was amazing, you guys. Like, I cannot even explain. It was my first book. Like, I was so mind blown. But yeah, definitely a very sad, tragic, but love story that leaves you crying. Yes, but I would say it's so worth it. Like, it's so freaking worth it. And it does kind of has a happy ending, because I do get a lot of questions on if It Ends With Us has a happy ending. And I never know how to answer this, because it's kind of like a weird ending, but I would say it's kind of like a happy ending. I don't know, it's kind of in between. But yeah, that is number 8. Let's go to number 7. Okay, so at number 7, we have The Spanish Love Deception by Elena Armas. So I don't remember in what month I read this book. I believe it was August or September. And okay, like, this book is a little bit chunky. Like, it has quite a few pages, and it is a co-workers, enemies to lovers, slow burn. And it also has the one bed trope, which is a plus detail that I loved. But I say this because honestly, this book is not for everyone, I would say, because it is a slow burn. And like, for me, I usually don't read slow burns because I get so annoyed so fast. I'm so impatient. Like, I'm so impatient. But like, I remember when I started reading the book, and I was like, okay, it's good, whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm just gonna get through it. But when I got to, I believe, the middle, it was transforming into the best book ever. I don't know how to explain it, but when the like slow burn ended, oh my gosh, it was so worth it. And I love, 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 love the main characters. They are just amazing. Like, I love the main male character and the female character, and I'm so excited for the new book. If you haven't seen, if you don't follow Elena Armas, this author, on her Instagram, you wouldn't know that she is actually coming out with kind of like the second book of this book world, and I'm so freaking excited. But The Spanish Love Deception, I would say, so worth the wait, the slow burn, and the ending is just so adorable, just so cute, that I was like, yes, I loved it, every single second of it. But definitely for me, it was worth the wait. I always say this, but yeah, that is number 7. Let's go to number 6. Okay, so for number 6, if you go back to the first podcast episode, you probably, like, if you stayed until the end, I had a section for this book, just to talk about this book. That is how much I loved this freaking book. This is The Kiss Quotient by Helen Huang, and oh my gosh, let me just tell you, you're gonna be shocked with this book. Like, I remember when I started reading this book, I honestly, like, for real, I thought this book was a, like, spicy book, because that is what I had heard, like, it was super spicy, and, well, not super spicy, but it was a spicy book, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna give it a try. But I did not think anything of it. I honestly didn't even read the back of the book. I just started reading, and oh my gosh, when I started reading the first few 30-40 pages, my jaw fell to the floor. Like, I was so shocked, but so blown away. I loved the story right from the beginning, and amazing. Like, I want to read that book, because I just loved the concept of the book, the couple, the storyline, how it progresses to so much more. It is a romance, but it's just so different. I always say this, because it's honestly such a different book from all the other, like, romance books that I read. That is why I loved this book so much. But yeah, if you want to go, like, if you want to listen more of my opinion about The Kiss Quotient, you can go to the first episode and stay it until the end, because at the end, I talk for, like, I think 15 to 20 minutes about this book. Ugh, just amazing. But yeah, that is number 6. Let's go to number 5. Okay, so we got to number 5, and at number 5, we have a most recent add-on to my favorites, because I read this book at the end of November. It was actually Thanksgiving, so I read You've Reached Sam by Dustin Thao, and, like, this book is so heartbreaking in the best way possible. Like, I do have to admit that when I started reading this book, I thought it would have a different ending. I really, really, really thought it would have a different ending, like a very, like, fantasy happy ending, you know, but it was not. definitely, I wouldn't say it's a happy ending, kind of in between the two. It talks a lot about grief, and yeah, that's the whole concept of the book. The main female character loses her boyfriend, and for some magical reason, she can speak to him through her phone. And it's just the weirdest thing ever. So the entire book is her trying to deal with the grief of losing her boyfriend, but at the same time, she can actually talk to him on her phone. It's just the most heartbreaking story, but oh my gosh, it's beautiful. The writing is beautiful. It's just really mature, but it's also a YA book, but I loved every single second of it. Definitely a masterpiece of a book. The writing, I was really just impressed. I was really impressed. So I cannot wait to read more of Dustin Thao, definitely. But yeah, that is number 5. Let's go to number 4. Okay, so at number 4, we have also kind of a recent add-on to the favorites. Plus, it's coming out in January, like literally in a few days, the 18th. So, this is Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. I was so lucky to have received a ARC of this book. And I was so grateful when I got this book in the mail. I was so happy. Like, I cannot explain. But whatever. This is Reminders of Him, the most recent book published by Colleen Hoover, my favorite author. And definitely, this is a new adult book, just so you know. And definitely more of like a mature book. One of her more mature books with mature topics, I would say. It's honestly very heartbreaking, also very heartbreaking story. Single mom, but single mom that had her baby in jail because of a reason that I'm not gonna say. But when she got out of jail, she had never even seen her child. And it's a whole situation, because it's a whole situation, and it's really heartbreaking. But the ending, it does have a happy ending, and it's just so incredibly beautiful. The ending, I was literally bawling my eyes out. I was crying. I couldn't even read. Oh my gosh, if you haven't pre-ordered this book, what are you doing? Go pre-order this book, because it's just that good. Definitely is going to be one of the best books written to this date by Colleen Hoover. Just speechless, honestly. Just speechless. But yeah, that is number 4. Let's go to number 3. Okay, so we arrived to the top 3 books of 2021. Okay, at number 3, we have this series is called. This is the To Love Jason Thorne / To Hate Adam Connor, I would say, duology. The first book is To Love Jason Thorne, and the second book is To Hate Adam Connor. The first book is a childhood friends to lovers to, well, childhood friends. Then they didn't see each other for many, many, many years, and they kind of reunited. And that is where the lovers part start, but it's a whole story. It was really cute. It does have like spice. I wouldn't say is that spicy, but the story was cute. Not my favorite from the series. This is why at number 3 we have To Hate Adam Connor, which is the second book of the duology. So this second book is about the best friend of the main female character in the first book, and her name is Lucy. So basically, this second book is a enemies to lovers, like really enemies to lovers, like they hate each other, but they are so attracted to each other. So that is what I loved. And also, the spice is 10 out of 10. I have to say, I was speechless, to say the least. But oh my gosh, definitely so fun, so entertaining. I love the couple. The main male character has a kid. It's a whole story. But definitely a lot of favorite tropes in one book. And what made the book really stand out was the spice in the book. You know, definitely read the series. Okay, that was number 3. Let's go to number 2. Okay, so at number 2, we have the Twisted series by Anna Huang. And I say the series because it's still an ongoing series. So there are only 2 books published at the moment, but there are going to be 4 books in the series. So the first 2 books that are already published are Twisted Love and Twisted Games. And oh my gosh, literally in January, Twisted Hate, which is the 3rd book, is coming out, and I'm freaking out. I am just so excited. And the 4th book and final book is going to be Twisted Lies, and they are like the each book is about a different couple, so that's really important to tell you guys. But twist it, like, you should read the books in order to like understand certain parts, so I really do recommend reading them in order. But definitely my favorite so far from the series is Twisted Games, which is the second book. But I have a feeling that one of my favorites is gonna be Twisted Hate, because it's an enemies to lovers, and I have seen a few quotes already from the book, and oh my gosh, I can sense that it's gonna be quite amazing. And I love her writing style. Oh, the Twisted series is by Anna Huang. I hate myself. I just realized that I did not give you the author for To Hate Adam Connor and To Love Jason Thorne. That is Ella Mays. How can I forget Ella Mays? Okay, back to the Twisted series. The author is Anna Huang. Amazing author. I love her social media platforms. She does so many TikTok videos and it's amazing. I love it. But definitely this series, the Twisted series, became my first favorite series of the year of my life. Just amazing. I'm sure that I'm gonna love the other two books, but I'm just so excited to read them. So yeah, if you haven't read the first two books, you should catch up, because the third book is coming out soon. And it is a new adult book. All of these books have, I wouldn't say a lot of spice, but they do have spicy scenes. So if you're not someone who likes spicy scenes, I wouldn't recommend this series. But if you do, then go right ahead, because it is that amazing. So that is number two. Let's go to number one. So, the game at the beginning of the podcast. Okay, can we guess? Did you guess the book? I think you did. Okay, at number one, my favorite book of 2021, and still to this day my favorite book ever, is Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover. You probably already knew this, but I have talked about this book and raved about this book in TikTok videos, in YouTube videos, in this podcast, in my all over my Instagram. Like, I think I honestly have no words left to say, but to tell you guys that you need to read this book. It is a new adult book, I have to say. New adult, 18 plus, does have a lot of spicy scenes, but it is chef's kiss. It has the friends with benefits to lovers, brother's best friend, grumpy sunshine, all the best tropes, you guys, all of the best tropes. And I am curious to see if I read a book this year that tops that one to the first place. I don't know. Let's see if I find a new ultimate favorite book. So far, I haven't. It's still Ugly Love, but I don't know. Let's see what happens. But those are my top 10 books of 2021. I hope you guys liked this podcast episode. I hope you got some new book recommendations. I know I've talked about these books and raved about these books for months, honestly, for so long. So I hope I didn't bore you. Anyways, I loved talking about my favorite books. Honestly, such a breeze talking about my favorite books. It feels effortless, which I love. So yeah, I hope you guys stay and follow the podcast for more. If you please could rate the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that would mean the world to me. And overall, thank you for listening. I hope you are having an amazing Thursday, an amazing start to, well, almost start to the weekend. I hope you follow and stay for more episodes. I upload more episodes every Thursday. And if you decide to stay and follow the podcast, I will see you next Thursday. I love you. Bye.